So I just watched the press conference of Tony Burke, who's the Home Affairs Minister, who just came out and said that they're going to try to pass legislation to block the registration of our political party by designating it a criminal organization or a hate organization. Obviously, this is not going to work, and the High Court will not support this, even if it somehow manages to pass through Parliament, which I highly doubt it will. But the purpose of it is twofold. One, it is to try to instill fear in white Australians who are trying to mobilise and organise and advocate for their own interests. They're trying to stop people from signing up to the party because they're worried about being on Tony Burke's special list. And it's just, yeah, it's an attempt to interfere in the democracy. The second purpose of his comments is to deflect responsibility and exploit the tragedy that's happened. There's a terrorist attack that's happened by ISIS-inspired Muslims, which, by the way, Tony Burke, his electorate, is predominantly foreigners. His electorate is Lebanese, other Muslims, Bangladeshis, Indians, Chinese. There's not really any white Australians. There's not really any Australians in his electorate. They might have pieces of paper that say they're Australian so they can vote for Tony Burke, but he's the immigration minister, so he's actually fast-tracked all their citizenships so they continue to vote for him. So he's an absolutely corrupt, disgusting, communist freak, faggot, traitor, just like the prime minister. These people are absolutely disgusting. They're anti-white, they're anti-Australia, and they are deflecting responsibility for the fact that their policies, or policies of their predecessors, which they reinforce, are the reason why we have Islamic terror in the country in the first place. And they want to deflect that responsibility and exploit this terror attack into attacking their political opponents. And their main political opponent is not the Liberal Party, because they're a uni party. They're all hands across Parliament to destroy Australia and denigrate the white population and replace us with ISIS-inspired terrorists or, you know, rich Chinese people. And their real opponent is the formation of a party that represents white people, as we're the majority in this country still. And if we don't start organizing, if we don't join up and, you know, advocate for our interests as a collective, we are going to lose control of this country. So this is our last chance as white people in Australia to form organizations and take back the government and take back all the institutions so that we can have a free and prosperous nation once again. Thank you.
What an honor.